Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm interested in buying a new vehicle for my family. Could you show me some of your models?
Right this way, sir. What kind of vehicle are you looking for?
Well, I have a large family, so we need at least 7 seats. Apart from that, safety and comfort are my major concerns.
It sounds like you need a van. Our Eleganti model seats 10 people comfortably. It has anti-lock brakes, a sunroof, and a built-in stereo and DVD player.
Number 32. What does the man want to do? Number 33. How many seats does the man require? Number 34. What is a feature of the Eleganti? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Will you be attending the chairperson's retirement party this Saturday? I hear that the company's spending a lot on the event.
I want to go, but I have an important deadline I'm trying to meet. It's already Thursday, and at the rate I'm going, I'll need a miracle to be done by Monday morning.
I just finished my work for today. Let me see what I can do to give you a hand.
I'd appreciate that. If you help me, maybe I'll be able to make it after all.
Number 35. What will take place on Saturday? Number 36. What is the woman's problem? Number 37. What does the man offer to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I'm attending the workshop tomorrow. Do you both want to go with me?
Sorry, I can't. I have to attend an important meeting with clients. How about you, Rose?
I'll go. It's training for how to use the customer management database, right?
Yes, but I wonder why we're getting more information about a system that we're already using.
The workshop isn't about the current system. The IT team has created a new version of the software.
Oh, that might be important for me then. Can you bring back some materials so that I can read them later?
Sure, I'll do that.
Number 38. What event will the women attend tomorrow? Number 39. What has the IT team done? Number 40. What does the man ask for? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Constantino's restaurant, makers of the best pizza in town. What can I do for you?
Hi, I called around 6:30 to order a vegetarian special. I just got my pizza and there seems to be meat on it. I'm not going to be able to eat it.
I sincerely apologize for that, sir. Could you give me your name and address? I'll ask our driver to bring you a new one and a $10 coupon for your troubles.
Thanks, but that won't be necessary. I've already had some Chinese food delivered, but I would appreciate it if you could reverse the charges to my credit card.
Number 41. Why is the man calling? Number 42. What does the woman offer to do?
Number 43. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Paula Short. I'm relocating to Sydney next month, so I need to cancel my membership at Emma's gym.
Sure. You should go to the nearest Emma's gym and speak with one of our customer service representatives. There you'll need to fill out a form and pay a cancellation fee.
Is that so? But I have several meetings this week. Could I possibly do it online?
Sorry, but the company doesn't allow membership cancellations over the phone or on our website.
Okay, then could I send my secretary to fill out the documents and pay the charge through my credit card?
No problem. Just send an identification card and authorization letter with your secretary. Number 44. Why is the woman calling? Number 45. According to the man, what will the woman need to do? Number 46. What will the woman's assistant most likely do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I'm looking for the office of Yolanda Leo. The sign in the lobby says it is room 140, but I haven't been able to locate it.
Oh, it's on the other side of the building. I'm actually headed there myself. Are you a client of hers?
Yes. She's looking over a distribution agreement for me. I wanted to verify that it complies with American and Chinese law before I sign.
Ah, you must be Edwina Simons. I'm Carl Matthews, Yolanda's associate. I'll also be assisting you with the agreement.
Number 47. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 48. Who most likely is the woman? Number 49. Why is the woman meeting with Ms. Leo? Go on to the next page. Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'd like to speak with Ms. Lauren.
I'm sorry, Ms. Lauren has been called to a meeting with the rest of the supervisors. Is there anything I can do for you?
I need her to approve the payment terms for an agreement we've been working on. Do you know when she'll return?
It's hard to say. Why don't you give me your name and phone number? I'll have her contact you when she gets back.
Number 50. What does the man say about Ms. Lauren? Number 51. What does the man imply when he says,
"It's hard to say"?
Number 52. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Joe. You're good with computers, right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Is there something wrong with yours?
Seems so. I just tried logging into the company network system but couldn't.
All employee passwords have temporarily been changed due to a software update. Didn't you read the memo about this? It was sent out last Tuesday to everyone in the company.
I was on vacation overseas last week, so I never saw it. So how can I access the network? Do I need to speak with my manager?
No. The IT department emailed temporary passwords to everyone. You should check now and see if you receive one.
Okay, I'll do that right away.
Number 53. What is the woman's problem? Number 54. Why does the woman say,
I was on vacation overseas last week.
Number 55. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Sue, can you look at the calendar for the weekend of July 15th? One of my clients wants to reserve 20 rooms for a group of visiting dentists.
Let me see. We have about 30 rooms still available, but don't forget, the Honor Society usually has its conference here on that date and generally has about 40 attendees.
You're right. I'll try calling the Honor Society and find out if they will be coming for sure. If they are, I can call the hotel next door and see if they have any vacancies.
Number 56. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 57. What does the woman say about the Honor Society conference? Number 58. What will the man do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Rachel. I've called you to my office to get your feedback on the redesign of our company's website. Here are the two layouts, Template A and Template B, that we can choose from.
I think we should go with Template A. It looks more appropriate, as the overall appearance seems more modern and professional. Template B isn't really in line with our brand image.
I agree with you, but it could be better. Although I like the general style for Template A, it would be nice for red, our brand color, to be featured more prominently.
You're right. I'll phone the designer and give him our suggestions.
Number 59. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 60. Why does the man say,
"But it could be better"?
Number 61. What does the woman say she will do? Go on to the next page. Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, I need to plan a trip to London. I'd like to go on December 19th and fly on Brighton Airways.
Certainly. That carrier has a flight leaving at 6.
I see. How much will the ticket be?
$712, but I believe our agency has a deal with the airline that could save you some money. Karen, is that Brighton Airways promotion still going on?
No, actually. It just ended last week.
Oh, that's too bad.
However, you can still save 5% on your flight by signing up to become a Brighton Airways member. I suggest you do that.
Great. I think I will.
While she assists you with that, I'll find some accommodation options for you to choose from.
Number 62. Where most likely is the conversation taking place? Number 63. What does the woman suggest? Number 64. What will probably happen next? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list.
I just spoke with our president. He wants us to figure out how to raise company profit margins.
He told me the same thing this morning when I talked to him. But I'm not sure about how to go about doing that.
Well, reducing departmental budgets would save us money.
Can some of our divisions handle funding cuts?
I don't see why not.
Aside from the marketing department, I think each one can be limited to $150,000 in quarterly expenses.
Well, we can give it a try and see if it affects overall operations.
Number 65. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 66. What did the woman do this morning? Number 67. Look at the graphic. What department needs to spend less? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Hey, I heard you got together with the advertising director yesterday to discuss marketing for our new game console. How did it go?
Well, we're considering featuring a celebrity in a TV commercial. We've already surveyed consumers to find out who people would respond well to.
Interesting. But I'm worried it'll be too costly to hire someone famous. Don't you think so?
It depends. John Marshall, a favourite among consumers, charges too much. We're now considering the stars who were preferred by more than 20% of the respondents.
The person who ranked third seems like a good fit. I'd say we contact him.
Okay, I'll get in touch with his agent later today to discuss his rates.
Number 68. What are the speakers discussing? Number 69. What is the woman concerned about? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Who does the woman recommend contacting? Go on to the next page.